Nolte, Disney Groomers Attempt to Mend Fences with GOP. By John Nolte on November 3, 2022. The Walt Disney Company, a pro-grooming entertainment outlet dedicated to allowing adults to sexually groom children as young as six, is looking to mend fences with the Republican Party. The groomers at Disney, who host drag queen concerts for little kids and promote child mutilation by casting teenage transsexual kids and produce cartoons aimed at kids that sexualize kids about gender fluidity, and sneak homosexuality in children's cartoons, and oppose protecting small children from public school predators looking to groom them sexually. Now want to pretend all of that never happened. Because he believes Republicans will take control of the United States House of Representatives, Disney CEO Bob Chapek has been having private phone calls this year with House Republican leaders including Minority Whip Steve Scalise, RLA, CNBC reports. The conversations this year are taking place as Republicans on Capitol Hill attack Disney and other companies as woke after they took stances on a range of political or cultural issues, adds CNBC. Disney's problems go well beyond woke. This company is dedicated to coming between child and parent as a means to destroy the child's innocence, to sexualize them at an early age for their own obscene purposes. I'd love to hear Chapek defend his sick and perverted desire to see kids as young as five taught about gay sex. There's only one reason to expose little kids to sex, and that's to groom them into sexual beings adults can exploit. The idea that this is about fighting for tolerance and against bigotry is a blatant lie. It's very easy to teach children about respecting people who are different without exposing them to this, which is what Disney wants. Will Republicans make nice with this satanic company that wants to have sex with your children? Probably. Scalise and Disney have had a close relationship for years, reports CNBC. Scalise's leadership pack hosted a fundraising event at Disney World's Polynesian Village in Florida. Disney also defends murdering unborn children. Some Disney executives and their advisors are concerned Republicans could ramp up their attacks on the company if the party wins control of the House, according to people familiar with the matter. They worry the GOP could pressure the company not to speak out on social issues, such as the Supreme Court ruling in June that overturned the right to an abortion enshrined in Roe v. Wade. After the decision, Disney said it would help pay for employees' pregnancy-related care if they traveled to a different state. On one point, the predators at Disney and I agree. Republicans should not pressure Disney or anyone not to speak out about what they believe. It's important to know Disney wants to groom children. Never stop speaking up, you sick monsters. Follow John Nolte on Twitter at NolteNC. Follow his Facebook page here.